This Taco Tuesday!
Taco Tuesday!
It's Taco Tuesday!
You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, hella hot. My intentions were go to the park and get some exercise. I decided against it once I saw Satan rolling, blading down my block.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was the devil himself.
I thought yesterday was a very good day to get out and get some work. Because I did that. That's what I did. As soon as I left work, went over there to the hills, got some work in. Hey.
Evergy is going to be taking over certain customers' thermostats in an effort to conserve energy. They've been doing this for the last year or so. They've got a new program where they're hoping to conserve energy, because as the temperatures go up, people use their air conditioners more, which can cause power failures.
I know I was cranking mine up a little bit yesterday, so yes, it's very necessary.
He said that this program will raise the thermostats up for those who enrolled in that program. They ain't gonna just come in your house and do it. If you're in that program, then you may see a little difference in the house. One of the benefits of this, they gave you a discount on getting this new sort of thermostat and other rewards.
I definitely need to take a couple coins off my bill because it's a little high.
My bill is like $45 every month.
$45? Yeah. I wish. Mine's is like $130, $140, something like that.
That's because you... In the wintertime, you blaze your heat. In the summertime, you blaze your AC.
I cranks it up, baby.
I live alone.
I got to have it.
And I remember, and this is probably a trauma reaction, but my mother used to yell at me, sleep in a sweater.
Oh, no.
I'd be like, Mommy, I'm cold. Sleep in a sweater.
In the
That's what
time.
She used to tell me.
Yeah.
And in the one time I woke up in the middle of summer in Georgia and I had come home from college, and she had cut the AC off while I was asleep.
Girl, what's going on?
Brian, I woke up drenched in sweat.
No.
I picked my iron up by the cord and swung it over my head and threw it. I was so angry.
Yeah, being extra, extra cold or extra, extra hot definitely gives you a definitely heightened cussing advantage.
I thought I was grown until I threw that iron.
Yikes.
And then... Not only was I hot, but that booty was hot.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. That heat advisory still in effect for the town till tomorrow. Clear at 82 right now. And KCK Shade was popping.
One time for young Miami from the city grass. Her premiere episode of Carisha Please broke viewership records with nearly 2 million views and a staggering amount of impressions on social media.
Is that fun?
I got a chance to watch the entire episode and I really enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah, I did. She's herself. She's mad ghetto, but she's herself.
Period.
Yeah, you can't never hate on that, and that's a beautiful thing. But I know you was in your mind, you was correcting her diction and some of the things that she was saying.
Well, you know, I'm an editor by nature.
Yes, you are.
But you know, she was being herself, so I mean, it would probably be fraudulent for her to try to speak in a different way.
Facts. Good point.
And she and Diddy have some sort of connection. Before I watched it, I thought it was mad creepy and weird. But Brian, after watching it, I get it.
Shay, this lady was born in 1994. Okay? Puffy was born in 1969, I want to say. Come on, man.
You got to watch it. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, Grandfather Puffy.
He's got a young spirit.
He does.
My father had a young spirit. He wore camo shorts and white tees. He came to see me at Air Max 97s. Like, that's
fine.
My parents are young parents.
Yeah, he died on top of me.
Period.
So you learn something new every day.
Facts.
Lizzo was dragged on social media over the weekend for using a term that I did not know, was considered derogatory. She used the word spaz in her new song, Gruz, which she was saying, oh, I'm a spaz or whatever, like I'm going to go off.
Right.
But in the UK, spaz is a derogatory term for someone with disabilities.
I just learned that too when I was reading this story. I had no clue about it. Glad we living and learning though.
So she went and redid the song to remove that line, I'm a spaz out. You know, so it's about a new day in recognizing what offends somebody else. Just because we don't have any knowledge of it or understanding doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Facts. And let's make a safe space for people to make these kind of mistakes. Little small mistakes, and give people the space to actually make up for those mistakes and be better about it. Shouts to Lizzo.
Because that doesn't mean that here.
Right. Right. It's about learning. Look, the world is global now. Yeah. Everybody is connected to everybody. So we definitely have to be sensitive to other cultures.
No doubt. Tyler Perry shared his experience at the 94th Annual Academy Awards with the whole Will Smith slap thing with Gil King at the Tribeca Film Festival, which happened yesterday. So he said that, you know, he wasn't there to necessarily comfort Will Smith, but he was trying to de-escalate the situation. He said he also left early to go check on Chris and make sure that he was okay.
Yeah, I saw the video, I think, that they're alluding to when Tyler Perry is on the side. Yeah, he looked like he was big broing him, like giving him some good advice. You know, it's just like people just try to look for something negative with every little thing, Shay. It just annoys me about this day and age.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Ooh, I'm telling y'all, I'm mad this morning. I'm a CNA. They wait to the last minute to want to say do this and do that. Everybody's wet. I get up at 6 o'clock. I don't be getting off now until 6:30, 6:45, almost 7 o'clock, and I be bad. I be ready to go home and get in my bed.
No, that's right.
Done my 8 hours, and I be ready to go.
Do you get paid for them little extra 30, 40 minutes that they put on? Because that can add up at the end of the week.
A penny better not be less. A penny better not be less.
Don't play.
Man, we saluting all of the healthcare workers out there.
We need you.
Ooh. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. They better keep writing them checks, but they better get me up out of there on time.
I know that's right.
Got
I tip my 26-inch ponytail to you right now.
Whip it back and forth, Shay.
No, I'm going to tip it. I'm going to pull it off. It's a drawstring.
Oh, man. Thank you for calling up. Have a good one. Be safe.
Y'all have a good day. Bye.
Bye, girl.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Comedian Cat Williams coming to town November 11th at the T-Mobile Center. You got your tickets before you can even buy them this morning.
I'm fanning myself with them right now.
I encourage you to keep listening, especially if you want to go check them out.
I have to take these home with me.
North Carolina company is going to pay a family of choice $2,000 to release 100 cockroaches into their home.
Damn! What?
For the $2,000, would you allow 100 cockroaches to be released in your home? They want to study and see what happens.
See, how softly can I put this?
Hell no!
They've already received 2,200 applications.
You trifling.
Man, gas prices is up. Some people was raised with roaches anywho.
Yeah.
So that'll just be like your long-lost cousins coming back to the crib for a family reunion.
No. These long-lost cousins don't leave. That's the problem, Shay.
They do leave. It's called pest control. After the study over with, they'll come bomb, and it's over.
No. No,
yes,
Shay.
Yes, yes.
If you grew up with roaches, you know that they always hiding somewhere.
No. You come bomb, and it's done.
And please. Please. Please, them bombs don't be working like that.
Yes, they do.
Them bombs don't be working like that. I done seen it. Maybe cereal boxes, cereal bags, any type of box or whatever you got in the crib.
You ain't never bombed. I'm telling you, bombs work. This is coming from someone who knows. I've bombed.
I know, too. I've seen it. I've gone through it. They don't work that well in my history with dealing with them. What?
I have nothing to say. I'm not going to argue with you about it, but I know that it works.
You would let 2,000 you for $2,000, you let people put roaches in your house. Come on.
It ain't got that bad yet. Gas ain't $10 a gallon yet here in Missouri. But if it get that way, it might.
I know how much your hair costs. I know how much you like to spend on bags. I know how much you like to spend on clothes. $2,000 is nothing in this economy, Shay. We're talking about inflation.
If we get to $10 a gallon in that gas, call me Mrs. Rochenstein.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Best laid intentions was to watch Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Started watching it, Brian. Then it started watching me. Warriors brought the Celtics down 104-94. How did it go down?
Boy, look, at the end of the first half, the Warriors, they needed something bad, and they got it.
Rebound Wiggins. Got 3 seconds to get a shot off. Wiggins to Poole. Poole gets it off in time. Oh, he banks it in! He banks it in! They count it as the buzzer sounds.
Oh, yeah, and they needed every single point from Wiggins and Poole last night because Steph was off. Klay was off, even though he had 21. But Steph, first career playoff game without hitting a three-pointer, and they still won. Yes, Golden State takes the dub 104-94 to take a strong, commanding 3-2 lead in the series. All they need is one more win, Shay, and the Golden State Warriors will be four-time champions. Here's KU's own Andrew Wiggins talking about his performance.
Thursday will be the first finals closeout game of your career. Your chance to become a champion. Have you allowed yourself to think about that? What are you looking forward to the most?
I'm excited. You know, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. Something I worked hard for, this whole team worked hard for. So I'm excited. You know, I can't wait.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if we're related.
I think he's from Canada.
That don't mean we're not related.
Wiggins is my
grandmother's maiden name. All so right. I wonder if we're somehow. I don't meet a lot of Wiggins.
Right. That's cool. Game 6 will be on Thursday. If necessary, Shay, Game 7 will be on Juneteenth Sunday. Hopefully that game ain't necessary.
Well, you know, I'm going for Boston, so.
Yikes.
I do want to see it.
You feel good about that?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Name Boston's starting point guard.
I know who the coach is. Nia Longman.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
720 today. Look for highs in the upper 90s. The heat advisory still in effect for the town. Watch out for that. Right now you are clear and sunny at 83 in KCK. Shade was popping.
Doesn't it seem like it's been 72 business days for Gemini season?
No, Gemini season is fun. I love Gemini season.
Well, happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends.
Yeah.
Actor and comedian Faison Love is 54 today.
Your favorite.
Hey, rapper, I don't think you applying yourself, Smokey.
Mm-hmm.
Rapper Gunna is 29 today.
Don't need no one vouching for us.
She's an icon in the game. Actress Marla Gibbs is 91.
No place I go when your family's around you. I'm never alone.
I'm trying to tell you, Regina had the flyest flyaway bob of life back in the day on 227.
How come you ain't seen Gunna like that?
What you mean?
Drip or drown.
MC Ren from the group N.W.A. is 53.
What's up?
Tell him where you're from.
Straight out of Compton. Another crazy.
45th president of the United States. Your favorite. What? The man you voted for. Donald Trump.
A word.
He's 76 years old today.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Oh, you funny.
Yeah, that's your man.
Whatever. Happy birthday, everybody born on June 14th.
So everyone's gearing up for the Martin reunion, which is set to air on BET Plus on June 16th. I'm prepared. My sister pays for the streaming service. She passed me down the credentials. I'm in there.
Congratulations.
Wait a minute. When is June 16th? That's like Thursday.
Yes, 2 days from now, yeah.
Well, in anticipation of this reunion, Tisha Campbell went on CBS Mornings, and a question was asked about the 1997 sexual harassment lawsuit that she lodged against Martin, in which some folks say ended the show.
We worked really hard to reconnect, to
forgive. And it's really, this reunion is about a celebration of everything that we did, everything that we accomplished, and our growth as human beings. Mm. And so we concentrated mostly on that.
Yeah, that was crazy. The last like two seasons, they were, or the last season, they were never in the room with each other when they were filming Martin.
She actually got a settlement from HBO Productions in the midst of all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to reach that place again, you know, God can heal any relationship, Brian.
Facts.
You just got to get out of his way and let him.
Facts.
So Drew Sidora, you know who she is, right?
She was on the TLC movie and, I know.
And she was in The Game
as
herself, Drew Sidora. And her sister went on social media yesterday to deny these rumors that she had an affair with LeBron while he was married to his current beautiful wife, Savannah.
Drew met LeBron James around 2003. Yes, they were talking. They dated. They talked on the phone day and night. We went to games. We went to dinners. We weren't sneaking through back alleyways, going through dark tunnels. Him and Drew liked each other. They were cool. Do the math. Google 2003, Drew Sidora and LeBron James.
It's giving me bragging energy. And like, LeBron ain't worried about Drew Sidora.
Well, she's trying to, you know, she said our parents are very highfalutin. She said, my father is a pediatrician. My mother, we don't mess with other married men.
Shay.
So this was her trying to say, don't put that on us. We don't do stuff like that in our family.
That's cool, but if I left that entire thing the way it was, you wouldn't.
No, I looked at it yesterday. I saw it.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about then.
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, as much of it as I could take. Post Malone, congratulations to him. He announced the arrival of a baby girl and his engagement.
Congratulations.
You're not my dad.
Who is his girlfriend?
Oh, that's me.
That's me about Post Malone. You know how you ever met somebody and like they stink behind their ears?
You know what, Shay? How can I say? I'm going to just say it. Forget it. He just gives off bum energy. Even though I know he's rich, he got millions of dollars and all this stuff. He smokes like 40 cigarettes a day. He said that on a podcast yesterday, by the way. He just don't look like the cleanest human being. He look like he don't wash right.
Like I got to catch up on my P-Valley, Brian, because Megan Thee Stallion is going to guest star on one of the episodes this season.
I need to catch up.
She's going to be playing herself, really, but it won't be Megan Thee Stallion. She'll be known as Tina Snow in the show.
Ooh, yeah, even better. The big old freak version of Megan Thee Stallion. That's
ew,
what I'm talking about.
Excuse me?
That's the name of the song. Big old freak. The song you be twerking to?
You don't know what I do. I don't never twerk in front of you. We got 12 days until the nuptials, so you don't need to be worried about Tina Snow and none of her big old freakisms.
Stacey Shaw.
We'll shut this down right now. I got your back, sis. He ain't gonna be out here acting ignorant on Mr. Carter's radio.
Yes, I will.
Juneteenth is Saturday and Sunday, and you won't do this.
Ignorance is in the air.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatement, Stacey Shaw knows the law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
That time.
Good morning, Stacey. What you got?
Today, we're going to be talking about what happened when a man comes into my office for me to drop a contract for child support. First, I told him it wasn't a good idea. I'm going to give you what you want, but that's not what you need. If you have a child, first thing you want to file for a paternity petition because that establishes your right as a father. Until you have that paternity petition, the only right that you may have is to pay child support. So you don't have any enforceable visitation rights. You don't have any forcible legal custody rights. Like you can't see records at the child's school. It could be a real headache. So this contract, and it was pretty good. He did a good job by himself, but you need more formal protection and that's going to come from the court. What a contract will do, it's an agreement between two parties that is bound by some sort of consideration or money. And so the only thing that he was agreeing to do in the contract was to pay child support. There was no exchange for me paying child support. You're going to let me have parenting time this many times a week. There was none of that. So the only thing that contract did was say that he was going to pay X amount of child support. That is not going to be enough, especially if you don't have a good relationship with your child's mother or father. I always counsel people, if you have a child and you are not married to someone, that you make sure that you nurture that relationship. And you should act like it's a business relationship, even more than a personal relationship, because that definitely affects the child. And so the first thing, if you know that you have a child out there, one, get a paternity test, okay? You do not want to be that guy, and I've represented that guy who have claimed a child that is biologically not his, because you only have 2 years to set aside an order of paternity, so make sure you get a paternity test. Two, make sure you hire a lawyer, and you can always call me at 816-359-1877. You can find me on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law and online at StaceyShawLaw.com. And it is hot today, so make sure you are checking on your loved ones, especially elderly people, because it could be very dangerous once it gets this hot outside. Remember, today is a day of love, just not peace. We are elevated. We're going to the next level. So make sure you show some love today. Until next time, you know knowledge is power, and we're giving power to the people every single Tuesday at 7:37. Make sure you check out KPRS.com for past episodes. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Thinking of things to meet the gap of inflation. I've sold jewelry, t-shirts, clothes. I've even sold plasma when I was down bad in my younger years. Think there may be a better, more efficient, and more profitable way for me to get my hands on some money. I'm ineligible for the hot summer cash and gas because I work here. But you can get in on that. Just keep listening for your opportunity. I don't know how you feel about this, Brian, but more and more and more, this OnlyFans space is looking appealing to me. It's a lady, calls herself a model. She says she's made $350,000 in 2 years by displaying her bushy armpits.
You're a monster!
Yikes.
I can show that for $350,000.
They gonna pay you for that?
She got it. Why can't I?
Do you have, like, fans already?
I never heard of this lady before. Neither of you.
Well, I mean, she got $350,000 from somebody, so.
From showing, because there's people who have fetishes, Brian.
Yeah,
so I gotta show it in order to get it.
Man, I don't know if you want to put your toe in the pond like that so early. You gotta know that's a for sure moneymaker. So I don't think that's a good idea for you.
Why?
I think maybe something else. Like maybe show like your elbows, how to moisturize your elbows right. I think that would be something better for you. Hygiene. Don't want no hygiene. Cause people don't know how to wash. We just talking about
the nasty people don't want to see that, Brian. Nobody wants to pay for that. They want hairy underarms.
I tell you what, Shay, you set yourself out and you do that. And then when people start screenshotting your joint and start sharing it around, then what?
Then I'm at the line in the bank cashing out. That's what.
Not that they screenshot.
You are so worried about what people going to say. I don't care. Like, word up. That but ain't nothing. It's not like I'm showing anything private. Hairy underarms and I get 350? 350?
That's not guaranteed that you're going to get that.
I might get more. Who is this lady?
Have you looked at her marketing techniques? How does she market herself? Who are you going to market? You got look, Shay, you're going to be running into some sick individuals. So I don't know if you really want to go down this road, because there could be other fetishes that could be unlocked that you probably don't want a part of.
You don't know what I like in my free time.
Well, I'm going to end it there.
Is that X getting on your nerves? Cheated on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
We were together for 3 years. We had a baby together. First white guy I'd ever dated. And it was cool. He had a best friend. He didn't like me. I just thought he was racist. 3 years into the relationship, he leaves me for his best friend, who is my daughter's godfather.
Oh, Lord.
Wait a minute. So he went to another race and he's like a man now?
I guess so. He hasn't seen my daughter in over a year and a half because he says basically he's afraid of my son. I have a 21-year-old that feels like he's got to take an ass whooping for the things that he's done. And I'm like, you know, I'm not for it, but that's on them because they're both grown. But yeah, we were together for like 3 years. The daughter was planned and everything. And then my daughter loses her father and her godfather in one day.
Did you suspect anything?
Not really. I was the first black girl he had ever been with. And so I just thought he was like a little uncomfortable with the racial things because I knew his family was racist or whatever. So I didn't think much of it.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but now, you know, since we haven't been together, they've called my daughter all types of racial slurs and all this. So we don't deal with them. But yeah, it was just really strange that decided that you was just going to hop up and be with your homeboy instead of your daughter.
Oh, Lord, it's got Jerry Springer written all over it.
Doesn't it? Because we're in Atchison, Bum, Kansas.
Oh.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm a daughter. If anybody's listening, y'all know who I'm talking about.
All right, we just going to exit out of this right now, Brian.
We need to dismount. Thank you. Have a good day, all right?
You guys also.
Bye.
Bye.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821. Look for highs in the mid-90s today. Heat advisory in effect for the town. Your sunny and beautiful 83. The Granby Triangle. Shade was popping.
One time for my guy Ja, he opened up a new restaurant called Opal and Blues on 27th Street. He's a guy who did this spoken word that time. You were DJing at the First Friday event for Ken Lumpkins?
Yes. Saw that article in the Kansas City Star. Great chef.
He really is. He can cook. I want some of that food. I've been trying to get him on the show for other reasons.
Right.
He's a very interesting person.
He is. I don't know if he's a better chef or a better poet. Just know that he excels in both.
But the part that I wanted him on the show didn't have nothing to do with either one of those.
What was it? Oh, I think I know what it was.
He lived at... Well,
just save it.
We'll save it. Yeah. Exactly. When we can get the booking together.
Facts.
So Diddy is going to be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2022 Lifetime Achievement Awards.
I think they meant the BET Awards.
Right. Now, as I read on, friend, you know, I was wrapped up in the situation with Job.
Yeah, I know.
But so now, yeah. So BET Awards is going to be airing. This is Father's Day, June 26th, right? Well, it's Father's Day, Juneteenth this year.
That's my wedding day.
Oh, it's your child. Brian, I still ain't got y'all nothing. I think you're good to get.
I don't need nothing.
I think you're going to get the gift that keeps on giving.
We just need your presence. That's all.
Well, I think I'm going to give you the gift that keeps on giving. Not that
gift. What is that? Father's Day.
Because I ain't trying to do what y'all done do with you and your wife. Lord. I'm talking about money.
Okay, that's good. The gift that keeps on giving. That's the ultimate gift, in my opinion. That, you can't never go wrong with that. By the way, Father's Day is on Juneteenth.
Wow. This is going to be the first year without my dad.
Sorry about that, Shay.
That just hit me. Okay, well, let's move on, friend. So we're going to be looking at Diddy at the BET Awards, and it'll be hosted by Taraji P. Henson. Have you ever watched the Honey Boo Boo show?
No.
Me either. Well, Mama June, who is Honey Boo Boo's mother, she done lost custody of her.
What? Wasn't she like one of the stars on the show?
Yes. Honey Boo Boo was a little girl that used to participate in these pageants.
Mm-hmm.
And they created a whole show around her. She had a really big personality. And her mother went and had gastric bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens sometimes when people get this, and I know several people who have, they trade one addiction for another one.
Mm.
So Honey Boo Boo Mama got on drugs real bad.
No.
Yes, she did. She lost that weight and got on drugs real bad with some guy. And they took custody of her away. And now she's with her big sister, Lauren. And people who watch the show know her as Pumpkin.
That's awful. I wonder, how old is the young lady?
Honey Boo Boo 12.
She's only 12? I thought she would have been in her teens by now. That show was back in the day, right?
I want to say probably like it's been some years.
And I'm not disputing you. It surprises me that she's still that young.
Well, it says it right here. At the age of 12, you're able to make your own choice.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Yikes. Man, prayer for that family, man. That's awful.
Yeah, it's real ugly. Rapper Trouble was laid to rest in Atlanta. A lot of folks were in attendance at the funeral. Boosie was there as well, and he delivered remarks.
I just want to come up here and I ain't get to tell my boy thank you. So I want to tell Trouble thank you. He always supported me, you know. Well, my, you know, and I'm hurting for y'all because I'm hurting for 5 years. You know, I wasn't with him 30 years, you know, so I just want to tell that thank you, you know, for that was my boy, you know, and I just want to tell him thank you, that was my boy.
It's a lot of hurt right there.
Yeah. Trouble's real name was Mariel Orr, and he was shot at an apartment complex. There's a lot of different stories that are rolling around right now about the young lady that he spent his last hours with, and apparently this was an ex-boyfriend of hers who came to the apartment and shot
Yikes.
Trouble. That happened to my my cousin Lauren. He used to go with this girl years ago, and she invited him over to the house, and her ex-boyfriend came over and killed my cousin Lauren.
Them crimes of passion, man, they just they take it another level, man. I just I hope that we can find an end to these things better.
Got to stop with all of this letting your emotions get the best of you. That's what the majority of all the issues of gun violence in the community is all about. But God bless.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Brandy.
All right, Brandon, let's see what you got.
I want to get equal. All that errors for my ego. Baby, we gon' keep it simple. I need all that love on me.
I'm like in my two feet. Everything designer, that's on me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
No, look, you was doing good. Keep going.
I thought that was it.
What?
I don't stop eating my sunflower seeds for nothing.
I'm sorry, y'all.
It's cool, that's Brandy. We got you two tickets to go see Cat Williams in the 2023 and Me Tour, November 11th at the T-Mobile Center. Say you done eating sunflower seeds?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
I'm sorry,
they fell out of my pocketbook, so I got to eat them now. But
enjoy.
Hey, girl, you also qualify for $1,000 in hot summer cash and a $500 gas card. Tell everybody what morning show you wake up with.
The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine, period.
Outstanding.
Making your 103 days of summer hot.
Yeah, that's right.
Win $1,000 in cash and $500 in gas.
Girl, money in my pocket.
Up the gas tank. Yeah.
We are Hot 103 Jam.
I'm for real. I'm about to get cold cash, thousands of dollars. I'm talking about money so tall, all on the fall.
You know what it is. It's Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.